Our small intestines, whenever it becomes more permeable, especially with like gluten and alcohol, it actually lets poop and food and bacteria into your bloodstream. And so your immune system is overactivated inside.
Oh, we got to figure out what's going on.
If you're having weird symptoms or if you've been told that you are inflamed, yes, we want you to handle your stress psychologically, but at the same time, you're not psychologically weak. There are other things going on in your body that are making this challenging.
Your immune system is completely distracted from surveilling from cancer and other bacteria and viruses. And so there's no order to it. It's complete chaos. And then your liver has to make LDL, and when it has to make it so quickly, they're small LDL. And those are the bad ones.
Panic attacks. That can be something where people go, I've never dealt with these. My life is good. Am I a bad person? Am I not taking my beautiful life for granted? Am I not? But at the same time, I can't control this. Then you start to feel like there's something wrong with me and it's a mental thing.
With anxiety and depression and panic attacks, like there isn't anything wrong with you and you're not broken. It's a symptom. Find somebody that can get to the root cause of why you're experiencing this stuff.
You have permission to not accept those things that are frustrating about your health and to work with somebody that can get you back to an optimal level of health. You've just got to take the right steps forward. Okay, welcome back. Welcome back, Nicole.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, man, that first episode was so fun. And I left with a ton of notes. And now I have 50 million other questions for you.
Great.
And I'm sure if our members are like me, they've got some questions too. So I'm going to do my best to kind of articulate what those might be. But I think I want to kick us off with inflammation. We sort of talked about symptoms and root cause analysis for functional medicine and the importance of that. And you kind of alluded to this idea of like an umbrella, if you will, of inflammation, what that can cause, et cetera. So anyways, why don't we just kick this off with talking about inflammation?
Yes. Inflammation is a total amount of stress that your body carries. And you have a threshold. So it can be from hormones. It can be from gut dysbiosis. It can be from poor sleep and circadian rhythm. It can be from so many things, chronic stress, post-viral, post-infection. Just so many things can cause inflammation. Nutrition. And what you put into your body. So it can really cause a lot of symptoms. And a lot of this is multifactorial when it comes to inflammation. It's not just like, well, my gut's off. Your hormones are probably off. Your sleep is probably off. Because your gut's off, like it just really is a snowball effect.
Okay. So multiple things can cause inflammation is what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. It's usually not just one thing.
Okay. And that's good to know, right? Because I think... that's a word a lot of people are familiar with now. Like, I think I have some inflammation going on. And then, in my experience, a lot of people say, and it's stress, which I heard you say is one of those
psychological
key things.
Health is huge.
Yeah.
And trauma, unresolved trauma, absolutely huge.
But what I'm also hearing you say is it's not that simple, so to speak. It can be to say, like, I've got some inflammation going on, so I just need to... maybe meditate more or maybe do a gratitude journal or whatever the case may be. There can be many things in the body causing inflammation. For example, and I don't know a lot about this, but acutely there's inflammation that's good, right? From if you go do a 20-minute fast fit exercise.
Yeah. Stress isn't inherently bad. It's the chronic stress and so chronic inflammation that is the bad stuff.
Okay. And so when the body has this much inflammation going on and maybe it's coming from many different areas, what are some common ways that starts to present and sort of what are the systems it's impacting, if that makes any sense?
Yeah. And the sad thing about it is symptoms are often vague. So it can brain fog, anxiety, depression, some achy random joints.
Yeah. We're in Texas, so it's anky, achy.
Yeah. You know, however the twang is for right. Wherever you're from.
Exactly.
So it can be different things, right? If it's specific to gut, let's just say, that's where all your neurotransmitters are. And if you have leaky gut, and so bad stuff has gone into your bloodstream causing inflammation, it absolutely affects brain fog and cognition and memory, neurotransmitters, so mood, sleep.
Okay, yeah. I remember in last episode you talked about foods, and I think you said glyphosate. Is it true? This was my understanding a while back. So glyphosate is technically, I know it's a pesticide, but is it technically an antibiotic, like as far as the chemical makeup goes? Because what it's doing is wreaking havoc on your gut, right?
And it's a poison.
Yeah. And so how is it, what causes leaky gut? What happens there?
So glyphosate is a poison and it kills good bacteria. It's not an antibiotic per se. It's just a toxin. Okay. And so it's in everything. It's also in our rain because we've sprayed for so long, but it really holds on to the grains like rice, corn especially is really high in glyphosate.
So I'm stretching here. We don't need to go too deep into this, but from my perspective, this is where some of it gets confusing when people say, you know, I traveled to these other countries and I was able to eat these grains, but I couldn't eat these grains. And maybe it's this pesticide, but there's a mechanism here. This pesticide, this poison, is going in the gut. It's wreaking havoc on the good bacteria, which would be causing dysbiosis, I guess. And then getting to a point where the gut is, maybe it's the actin. Essentially, the gut's leaking elements into the blood. Is that right?
Yeah. So our small intestines have some sort of permeability to let nutrients in. But whenever it becomes more permeable, especially with like gluten and alcohol, it actually lets poop and food and bacteria into your bloodstream.
Wow.
And so your immune system is overactivated and it's like, oh shit, we got to figure out what's going on. And we have all these little microinfections. And so your immune system is completely distracted from surveilling from cancer and other bacteria and viruses. And so there's no order to it. It's complete chaos. Yeah. And then your liver has to make LDL, which isn't bad unless it's over 100. It has to make LDL in order to feed the immune system. And when it has to make it so quickly, they're small LDL. And those are the bad ones.
Okay, so you have inflammation starting to present. And again, in this, this fake protagonist I was saying, like they come in and they've got inflammation and there's an inflammatory marker. And then for a lot of people, like I said, and I'm speaking to loved ones right now, that are like, okay, I've got this inflammation, so I know what to do. I need to manage my stress. The story I think that's important here is yes, and there could be any number of things going on inside your body outside of just stress that could be causing these things. And this is why you start going into the testing. Because if, like in my example, when I first got diagnosed with SIBO and I had years of symptoms, I was obviously dealing with leaky gut too. And my thyroid levels, I don't know if I told you that, were so high that at the time they were like, you might have thyroid cancer. So I had to go do like the, you know, CT scan with the iodine uptake and all kinds of stuff, looking for nodules, all sorts of things, and everything was perfectly normal. But my thyroid was releasing those antigens because of what was going on in my
blood.
Stress
response.
Right.
Yes.
But for someone to look at me and maybe say, hey, look, you've got a lot of anxiety and a lot of stress, and maybe if you would just kind of meditate, and that might bring your thyroid levels down a little bit. There were so much other things, or so many other things going on that we had to look at and tackle strategically.
Yes.
Yeah. So I imagine inflammation is one of the common things you see when people come in and get started with you.
With all symptoms, there's a reason for them, like we talked before. And so, like TSH can be elevated just for stress. Your thyroid might not be off. There might not be anything wrong with your thyroid, but it's a stress reactant. So it could be elevated. Your homocysteine could be elevated. Your CRP could be elevated. Like different things can be elevated, not necessarily saying something's wrong with your thyroid.
Right.
But it's stressed for some reason. Something's going on within your body.
Yeah. And so I like that you said that, because there's this stress that's happening. And it's always in my mind a chicken and an egg. If you're having symptoms and you're feeling off and you're not sleeping good and you have foggy mind and all this kind of stuff going on, then it's going to make you feel stressed.
Yeah.
And at the same time, that stress
cycle
is going to, right?
Yeah.
Cause more inflammation on top of the things that are going on in the body. Maybe it's dysbiosis, like you just said, or less good bacteria to bad bacteria ratios or whatever the case may be.
Or leaky gut or hormone imbalance.
Right. And so you got some tactics there, but at the same time, you can't just swing that big, huge, blunt hammer. You've got to start to get surgical when it comes to what's going on in your body. Let's look at the things that are happening and then start to figure out what's causing those root cause again, pieces of inflammation, so that we can get you to a better place. And then at the same time, I remember your experience with the sleep and your hormones. Then it becomes a positive chain reaction, right? Now you're feeling better. So now you're sleeping better. So now you're mentally more sharp and able to handle stress, et cetera. Is that right?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, it is kind of a little snowball effect whenever you start addressing things, however it is. And that's why in functional medicine or root cause medicine, that's why we want such an in-depth medical review. Like, what is your sleep like? What's your nutrition like? Were you a full-term birth? Were you breastfed? Did you have a lot of sugar? Do you have any dental issues? Because dental oral microbiome really matters. What's your exercise like? Do you poop every day? Because that's really important for excreting toxins.
Right. Yeah. And so all this stuff is vital to paint that picture. Mm-hmm. Let's talk a little bit about weird symptoms. So when I first started having symptoms, and I will talk about this in a future episode. I have a book coming out soon. I talk about some of this in my book, and there's a whole chapter on functional medicine in my journey there. Some of the symptoms in the beginning were wild. I had the first things that presented were vertigo. And I was like, oh my gosh, the things are spinning. And then it was like, I'm having like a cloudy mind. I was having trouble thinking. And then all of a sudden I got into insomnia pretty soon. Like my Oura Ring was like, oh, you average 10 minutes of deep sleep. Mm. And these things started to stack because I didn't know what was causing it. What was really happening is, you know, not from the SIBO, I was having a histamine issue, and the histamine was wreaking havoc on my body, even like tingling in the face. And when I would go to a physician and explain this, they would take me to different, you might want to see an ENT, or you might want to see a neurologist, or you might want to see this person. And most of those people are like, I've never heard of that. You're crazy. Like tingling in your face. What is wrong with you? You're obviously a healthy young man.
Vitamin deficiency.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. So what I want people to take away from this is, if you're having weird symptoms, or if you've been told that you are inflamed and you've seen some of those markers and there's stress going on, I think it can take some of the burden off your shoulders to know that, yes, we want you to be able to come up with some good things to handle your stress psychologically, but at the same time, you're not psychologically weak. There are other things going on in your body
100%
that are making this challenging. Yeah. And then also, if you're having these goofy, weird symptoms, and maybe you can tell us a few more that you see that are common, those are the infant you talked about in the first episode. They're the infant crying out saying, I can't really speak to what's going on or for myself, but something's wrong. So are there some other symptoms that are common when you have somebody come in, and when you recognize those and you hear those, they are able to just get some relief?
Can I just say any symptom?
Yeah.
Anything that you're experiencing that's like, what is that? That's not normal. But people can pass out from a histamine intolerance, or when their load is maxed out and they meet their threshold and they just pass out. For sure, tingling, anxiety, depression, hives, panic attacks, eczema.
Yeah, it's a big one.
Yeah. So.
See, that's a beautiful, I'm glad you said panic attacks. That's a beautiful example of, I think, what I want to articulate in this episode is that can be something where people go, I've never dealt with these. And they've just started coming on. Maybe I'm getting older, but what's wrong with me? And I don't feel stressed. My life is good. Mm-hmm. Now, and then they start to judge themselves. Am I a bad person? Am I not taking my beautiful life? You know, am I taking it for granted? Am I not? But at the same time, I can't control this. Like, I'm having these symptoms. I'm having this anxiety. I'm having this tingling. And that really sucks, because then you start to feel like, there's something wrong with me, and it's a mental thing, and I need to figure this out because I'm becoming a burden. And then they go see someone like yourself. You look at this entire picture. You get to know their history. You can see these multiple areas where the inflammation is getting above that threshold and start to attack that, and then get to the positive side of that sort of domino effect. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
In the medical history and your labs, you can learn a lot about a person, be like, okay, listen, this is where we need to start.
Mm-hmm.
Fundamental stuff. But like constipation, diarrhea, alternating, one or the other, like that's also a symptom. Like they can be so random. They can happen in any part of your body. And even with anxiety and depression and panic attacks, like it really isn't, there isn't anything wrong with you and you're not broken.
Yeah.
Like it's a symptom. Mm-hmm. Like find somebody that can get to the root cause of why you're experiencing this stuff.
Yeah, I love that. Okay, I think we'll wrap up the episode this way. And I'm going to say this boldly. And so if I put too much pressure on you and your practice, I'm sorry. But I have yet to see anybody work with a great functional practitioner like yourself and not get great results. And so I think a misconception right now in our society is that as we age, it's you can just accept that you're going to feel worse, and worse becomes normal. A good example I like to give is if people are drinking a lot of alcohol all the time, and they get used to that new feeling when they wake up with the differences in the GABA levels in their brain, all kinds of stuff. And this is just how life is. Maybe I'm just groggy is normal, or fatigued is normal, or inflammation is normal. And it's not normal. So what we're trying to do in this episode is say, you have permission to not accept those things that are frustrating about your health, and to work with somebody that can get you back to an optimal level of health. You've just got to take the right steps forward.
Absolutely. It's about quality of life.
Right. Exactly.
Not necessarily quantity.
Yeah.
The quantity would be great if you also had quality.
Yeah. And that's the danger, right? And people talk about this all the time, is we have great quantity where people are living longer, you know, in general. But who wants more lifespan without the cliche word health span, right?
So, yes.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go deeper into all these weird diseases in some future episodes.
Let's do it.
Thanks, Nicole.
Thank you.
Thanks for tuning in to the Fast Fit Podcast. We hope you found today's episode inspiring and actionable. If you're ready to take the next step in your fitness journey, visit us at fastfit.com for more resources, or follow us on Facebook, Instagram, or YouTube. Don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and share this episode with someone who could benefit. Together, let's make exercise simple, empowering, and a part of a life well lived. See you next time.